When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I did cause all the problems, okay. But then I apologized, okay. And then I think we're good now. I believe my purpose here on Earth, I'm a bullshit police officer. Okay. I'm the bullshit police. All of you have either quit or been fired before. Andrew, did you quit?
A little of both.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Ronnie Karam and Ben Mandelker join the show. We talk about gutters, having two yachts, and the joys of Uber.
So for those of you that don't remember, Watch What Crappens. You guys have been doing this for how many years now? Your podcast.
12 years.
Very successful podcast. You've turned it into live shows. And now this weekend, you're doing, what is this? Award show?
Golden Crappies.
It's a very prestigious ceremony where we give out awards to the best and worst on Bravo television.
Yeah. And how many years have you guys been doing this?
10. This we've been doing like 10 or 11 years.
Yeah.
Has Jeff gotten a crappy?
Jeff, you know what? Jeff,
was I nominated?
Jeff, you know what? We will create an award for
you. No,
don't.
You've
been doing it for 10 years.
We will create a Vanguard Award.
No, you don't need to.
Being a pillar of the Bravo network.
Do you have, because I know you guys, we originally were discussing me appearing this weekend, but I'm going to Chicago on Saturday. So will there be other Bravo celebrities or former Bravo celebrities appearing?
There will be, but first, they're flakes, so we never want to announce. And also, Bravo doesn't like us using their talent to, like, sell tickets. So it's always a surprise. We don't really know, because a lot of people say they're going to come, and they don't. And then a lot of people don't ever say they're going to come, and then they do come. Yeah. So we've just learned that they're even flakier than us.
But in the past, we've had Dorinda. We've had Jackie from New Jersey. We've had Luke from Summer House. We have had Ariana multiple times. Kate from Below Deck. Who are some other ones? We've had a ton of.
Have you had Heather Gay yet? Because I know you guys are friends
with
Heather, right?
By video, she came.
She came to a show in Salt Lake City, but she hasn't done the crappies yet.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, so then how long is the show, the award show?
It's like an hour and a half.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because anything over like an hour and 45.
It gets to be too much.
Yeah.
It's really fun because basically it's basically like looking at the year in review, and everyone just kind of like cheers and boos the whole time. It's like biggest villain, and everyone's like, boo, you know, fuck Tom Sandoval. And then it's, you know, like, favorite Bravo celebrity. So it's a really fun interactive thing.
I've been reading a little bit about, you guys I'm sure follow this with Ariana and Tom, and they're living under the same roof, and then she's trying to either buy him out or sell the house, and he won't make any decisions, and
he's trying to buy her out, but he doesn't have any money. So I think he's trying to buy her out, like, I'll give you this money over the course of 30 years. It's like, no, you won't. And get me this damn money now or you don't get the house.
And then she had to hire an attorney, right? So now they're going to be fighting that out.
Fighting over that farmhouse, that modern farmhouse in the Val.
Who gets shiplap? Who gets it?
And then also, I think she was saying that they have these household expenses and he hasn't been forthright about, what he spent.
She said that he was overcharging her, basically. And so then she just stopped. She was like, when you can give me an accounting of all this money, then okay, I'll pay you. But he's like, that's hard. You know how hard it is getting all these bills together?
Yeah, because on the show, he's like, dude, she hasn't paid for anything in like 6 months, dude.
Yeah, he's the victim, you know. He's like a big cheater and everything, but he won't leave the house. He's covered the house in Philips Hue bulbs, you know. So like every part of the house is like a different color.
Yeah.
Ew.
And he's just...
Chris.
So straight. You know, like how gay guys, we just go gay all over a place. Straight guys, when they do it, it's just so terribly lit. It's just so poorly lit. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's done. So I think he should be exercised just for that alone, just for the overuse of the Phillips Hue.
But you know how they all drag him. But I mean, look, if I was on that show, I mean, that show was reinvented because of he and Raquel. Reinvented. I mean, it was dying a slow, painful death.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, it just became the hottest show on TV. And I mean, they should all be thanking him and Raquel
for being terrible people.
Let's thank all the terrible
I'm
people.
I'm sure they all got raises. They got a quick pickup.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there are podcasts and everything have been about it ever since. Yeah. You know, every day it's something new, like, oh my God. Maybe Tom slept with a barista one time because we were out somewhere and Tom was looking at the barista. You know, every day they're finding some new way to have an episode about it.
So Saturday, your Golden Crappies, it's at the Palace?
The Palace Theater.
That's a big venue.
Yeah, we did a walkthrough yesterday, and it's big, and it's going to be really cool. It's going to be, like, a very, very fun time.
You know, we've been on Broadway, Jeff.
That's
I don't know if you know who you had breakfast with.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, the Palace is on Vine, right?
No, the Palace is, it's actually on Broadway in downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, that one. Okay.
You're the Palladium, which was home of Emo Night on Vanderpump Rules.
Jeff was like, oh, yeah, I was thinking of a different place. That place sucks.
Oh, that's like a shoebox.
And then where do people get tickets?
Just go to watchwhatcrappens.com. That's where you get tickets for the live show. And if you can't make it to the live show, it's actually also going to be streamed via Moment. So you can come to the show no matter where you are in the entire world. And then today is the last day you can actually vote for the winners, because all the winners in our categories are completely fan voted. It's fan driven. So today is the day to vote. And then after that, the winners are going to be locked in and sealed.
How many different awards are you giving out?
13.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
13 awards.
Things like Best Scandal, Best Villain, Best Fight, Best Bravo Celebrity, Biggest Fail, Biggest Fuckboy, things like that, like fun categories.
Now, you guys have been doing this for 12 years, and you exclusively focus on Bravo programming. Is that correct?
Occasionally, we'll branch out. We do another podcast when Game of Thrones is on called Winter is Crappening. And so they have the spinoff of Game of Thrones, so we do that now. We also do, like,
we do the
very serious television guys.
Yeah, we do The Traitors, which
that counts
is
as Bravo, right?
Yeah, it's in Bravo world, basically. Yeah. But we've done Selling Sunset in the past, or Great British Bake Off, you know.
Well, look, I haven't obviously heard all of your podcasts, and I was thinking when I was driving to work today, I'm like, more than likely these guys, because you guys can be pretty shady. You're funny. And I was like, I bet they've dragged me a few times, and I don't even know it. And I just, you know, buying them coffee.
That's what we love about it. You know?
Yes.
Every time we show up, we're like, sucker. Every time we slosh down like a free order of lox, we're like, idiot.
Did you get something to go to?
I got a little coffee to go.
I've got a chocolate croissant the size of my head in Ben's trunk.
And then what did you guys do for Valentine's Day? You know, you are in, we're very jealous here. You're in an interracial relationship.
I am. We did literally nothing.
Nothing. How long have you been in your relationship?
It's in May. It's going to be 10 years.
Wow. Oh, I guess. Oh, he went up to you there, Jameson.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Jameson, he's in an interracial relationship.
Oh, really?
Also.
But we're only at almost 1 year. I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
And he's very now, I mean, he's a good get, I think.
Yeah.
Frank.
Thank you.
But since then, he's been, he's got his self-confidence back.
Great.
No, it's not great.
Oh, no.
No,
I've been
he's like, yeah, no, he feels good about himself. He has self-esteem. I don't like it.
No one should have those qualities.
If I wanted a friend with self-esteem, we wouldn't have ever gone to coffee in the first place.
We wouldn't have a podcast if we had self-esteem.
So I remember the days when he can be bullied, intimidated, you know, pushed around, but he's just...
Not
I don't know
anymore.
What is happening over there.
Not now that I have my black boyfriend, the love of my life.
I love that you're just like the opposite of feminism. You're like, finally, I'm self-confident now that I have a man. It's all working out.
I could have had a black boyfriend in New York, but I've screwed that up. He thinks I boil bunnies.
Oh, no. Well,
yeah.
That's a terrible thing to think of someone you want to date.
Yeah. Kind of ruined that.
But we know you don't boil bunnies.
He thinks I do, so now I'm just stuck with the white guys.
I don't think you would take the time to boil the bunny. I think you'd stomp the bunny and leave. You'd probably have someone else
have
stomp the bunny for you.
Shane, can you boil a bunny out for your boss?
Now, I did get, I got mystery Valentine's Day flowers.
Okay.
No card.
Mystery?
Uh-huh. And then I also got a Valentine in the mail from a Beverly Hills post office box. And it said, it was a Valentine from my phantom lover.
Your phantom wow. lover? Wait a minute.
No idea.
Didn't you just, weren't you just telling us about someone that died?
Now, is this, is a phantom lover, is that someone who you don't know who it is, or is it just someone who likes to perform Phantom of the Opera?
It's a fan of Phantom of the Opera. It's me.
Do you have someone in your attic? Are all your chandeliers secured?
I don't know what to make of this. Like, I guess thank you. Thank you for the Valentine. But, yeah, there was some...
What did the card say?
I feel like hot people don't hide it, so you should be worried. I feel like only ugly people, only scary people are phantom Valentine.
No, or dumb people who don't remember the card.
It's just weird, and I'm like, did I go out with this person before? Does this person want to go out with me? I don't understand. You get a Valentine from a phantom lover.
Well, what did it say?
It was, I don't remember the card. He didn't, it was like some sort of funny card. And then he said, Happy Valentine's Day, you know, from or love your from your phantom lover.
It's the Watcher.
You didn't keep unfolding.
It is the Watcher. I was wondering if it was from Kian.
That's what I thought.
I wonder if it was from Kian, because Kian is the Watcher.
I was thinking you weren't unfolding the card all the way. It's probably a subpoena from Gage. It's probably just like got a Maxine shoebox greeting on the front.
And you have no idea who the flowers are from?
I figured that out. Mm. I think those flowers are from Stu, but with no card, which is very confusing to me, because he's been kind of saying a lot of very negative things about me to anyone who listens. So I'm confused.
So these guys, and they're here.
So I'm confused. I get confused by the flowers with the no card.
Yeah, but isn't that love? I mean, I don't know. I'm not really a loving person, like a relationship kind of a person, but everybody I know in one, well, not you, but most people I know in relationships shit talk each other all day long. I mean, my parents do it. That's their love language.
Do they
my
go on other people's podcasts and do it? My mother is like emotionally abusive.
If she knew how to do it, she would. I mean, I've been trying to explain to her how to listen to this one for 3 hours. So
did it have no card, or did the card say this is from your phantom lover?
Okay, so the flowers came separately.
Those are two different things.
Yeah. So the flowers came on Tuesday, and then the Valentine came on Wednesday. But I also did get beautiful flowers from Dr. James.
See, and my first thought was, when you got the flowers with no cards, that James sent them, didn't sign the card, because he wanted to know if you would thank him. Because then if you didn't thank him, he would think that you're like a hoe.
And let's break this down. So when I first got the flowers on Tuesday, I did think they were from James.
To clarify, this is the person you're seeing this weekend.
Yes.
Great.
So I thought they were from James, but then I thought to myself, there was no card. So I didn't want to call him and be like, I didn't send you those flowers. Who sent you those flowers? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, you do have a lot of shit coming to your door, Jeff.
This is going to be a real I Am Spartacus moment, because you're going to get a lot of callers being like, it was me. I sent the flowers.
So it was a strange situation. I didn't want to call, and I didn't want to start calling people like, hey, did you give me flowers?
Yeah.
Did you give me flowers?
Well, you know it's better when he hears it on the radio, because then it's like deception plus hoary.
Right.
So he's going to love this.
What if we sent the flowers?
Aww.
The ultimate.
We're too cheap. You know that?
Yeah.
We never paid for damn locks in our life.
But then the next day, I got very beautiful flowers and from James. But then it said, love, James. And then what did you say?
I said, maybe he's not like the stable, normal person I thought that he was.
Because he put love on there?
Because you spent like 3 days together, and then he said, love, James, on the card. That's like, that screams instability.
Instability.
Unstable.
I say love to like the mailman. I don't care. I spread love wherever I can.
Yeah. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Also,
I think
I love you is different than love.
Also, if it's a Valentine, if it's around Valentine's Day and you don't say love, it's a little weird too.
I agree. Like from James,
you? Like sincerely.
Yeah, the flowers.
No,
are from
that would
James.
Be. I would think like, okay, well, this is platonic. I'm not going to Chicago then. I'm on Saturday morning.
I think you have to have your sign off has to match the holiday. So you have to say love around Valentine's Day. Arbor Day is more of like a sincerely. You know,
Jesus isn't real on Hanukkah.
I spent Valentine's Day with my daughter.
Great.
And so we started off, I sent her with a card, beautiful flowers.
Did it say love or from?
It's
like,
said love daddy. Love daddy Jeff.
Warmly.
I sent her beautiful flowers. She loved it. And she placed it in the house where she wanted them. And she wanted me to leave the card.
Aww,
so I was like, okay, fine. Cute. And then when she woke up yesterday morning, I bought her the American Girl Ariel doll. But I I decided to splurge and I did the $225 bundle with the two extra outfits for Ariel.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. So I did the $225 bundle and then I did the Barbie yacht, which Shane put together, and then I took the credit for it. Nice. He put it together, put it in the office closet, and all I had to do was bring it out. Mm-hmm. Now, what I didn't tell you, Shane, is that she's like, Daddy, she was really sweet about it. She's like, Daddy, I already have the Barbie yacht.
Wow.
And I'm like, no, you don't. I'm like, are you serious? No, you don't. And she was really sweet. She's like, come with me, Daddy. And she took me into the playroom and she pointed and with all that Barbie shit, the plane and the boats and the cars. And, and she's like, see, I go, I am so sorry. I didn't realize you already had the Barbie yacht. I said, but you lost all the accessories. I said, so this new one has all the accessories. I said, so let's put the old Barbie yacht outside by the pool.
She has a Barbie fleet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll do the inside.
Who complains about having two yachts?
I know. You know, if the orcas attack, you know that we've got a backup one.
Oh, God, did you explain checking privilege to her? I mean, my God, complains.
So then I said, I'll take you to dinner wherever you want. She said, I want to go to McDonald's. I said,
I love culture. I love it.
Yep. So we went to McDonald's. And this is how I know she's my child. So we're sitting and eating. And she looks over and she's like, Daddy, look. And there is a bigger guy with his half his ass hanging out his pants. Oh. And she's like, she starts laughing. And she's like, Daddy, take a picture. And I'm like, I can't. I can't do that. She's like, Daddy, seriously, take a picture. So I have a picture now of a guy's ass if you want to see it.
If it's mine, I'm going to be so upset. It's like literally Roddy me right Cameron. Now.
Look at that yachtless man.
She got the Shamrock Shake. She loved it. She's like, Daddy, I'd love to try that.
So
with
good.
With the whipped cream. I said, sure.
Oh my God, yeah, I want one.
It was really good. I did the frosted dip cone. Mm. And you know, when you look around in there, you think I shouldn't be eating McDonald's.
I eat it more than
I
like to admit.
But it was so good.
So good. Every single time. Every single time.
Ben, it was so good. I had a cheeseburger. Mm. I had the fries. I had the frosted dip cone. It was delicious.
McDonald's is delicious. The two cheeseburger meal is the way to go.
Let me tell you something. I had McDonald's two nights ago, and I had a quarter pounder with cheese with mayo. It's divine.
With mayo.
So here's why. Before everyone comes at me. Before everyone comes at me. When Ronnie and I were in Pittsburgh once, I ordered McDonald's for lunch, and they messed up my order of a Big Mac, and they sent me a quarter pounder with cheese with mayo, and I was like, fine, I'll eat this. And I was like, this is the best thing I've ever had.
I love the quarter pounder with cheese.
With mayo, try the
but
mayo.
But I'm not a real big mayo guy. I don't know.
I don't know. This might turn you.
Maybe a light mayo.
It on a Wendy's burger, but I think because it's just so classic there, but anywhere else I'm not a fan. I like it with tuna.
I sent the picture of the guy's ass to James last night and I said, thinking of you. And then he said something about he's kind of a health guy, so I think he was a little disgusted that I was at McDonald's, but he said that's what you get for eating that shit or something like that.
Were you love. Like from your phantom lover?
Love, James.
Do you have qualms about dining in? Because I feel like maybe the surfaces aren't as clean as
you know
you'd want them to be.
I don't want to be politically incorrect, but there were four different homeless people in there. And one was like picking shit out of her hair. And another guy smelled so bad. And Monroe's like, Daddy, it really smells. I'm like, I know, let's go. But I think they were allowing them to hang out there and they weren't really eating. And I was, do I want to be Karen tonight? I'm like, do I want to complain about this? But it really kind of, I don't know. It wasn't as good of an experience as it was the last time I was at McDonald's.
Good for you for not being Karen last night.
I thought about it, though, but then I thought I'm going to set a bad example in front of my daughter. If I was by myself, for sure, I would have complained.
Well, what you should have done was taught her how to do it. I mean, how is she ever going to know how to call the manager over if she's not taught?
Oh, she knows.
Well, I think she's learning. She knows. Because
she knows. And she has two yachts. She does.
She's like, listen.
She can speak to me.
I brought my accessory-free Barbie yacht all the way here to explain to you. Get these hair pictures.
She was so cute because she was all dressed up. With all kinds, she looked like Leah Black. She had all her jewelry on.
What is this? McDonald's.
Her little rabbit fur jacket.
What's that?
Giving just rings.
And I was kind of getting
there.
Worried because she did have a lot of diamonds on, and I was like at McDonald's with the homeless, and I thought, oh, this is probably not the best. This is going to be a robbery out in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. So I think she needs to read the room.
I took Leah Black to a Ross Dress for Less once. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
I died. I've never seen anything so funny. She literally walked in there and walked up to the jewelry counter and she said, "Ronnie, diamonds for $10? Like she sat there just buying, like, throwing stuff into a bag, buying it for Frida. Dead.
So then we watched Mean Girls 2.
Oh.
Not the new reboot. This is another one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this is Mean Girls original, but it's the musical one. It's the musical
one. Mean Girls 2, they made a sequel to the original film that did. It was like ABC Family exclusive. It didn't go anywhere.
Right. Oh. I seem to vaguely remember
that. Yeah. So the head of the Plastics, I don't remember her name.
Regina George?
Not in Mean Girls 2. It's a different name. It's a whole different story, different cast.
Yeah, don't approve.
Maria
Poutine. She's like, "Daddy, I like her. She's a boss." And I was like, what do I say? I'm like, I like the other one, Joe. I'm like, this one's not really nice to people. Like, I kind of want to, you know, I have to kind of explain to her. Like, you know, notice how she's a little selfish. She's not real nice to people. She's a boss.
It's like, she's a boss, bitch.
I'm taking her to McDonald's.
So we got to, you know, kind of have to nip that.
Yeah, we want her to idolize the good characters.
Yeah.
Do we, though?
Yeah. Not really.
No one wants that child. Like, let's face it. Gays do not get daughters to be the good one, you know? We want that girl.
I don't know. She was kind of mean in that Mean Girls too.
But she had a moment, didn't she? Like where she was nice at the end for a minute because she realized she was a bitch and then she went back to being a bitch.
We didn't get to the end. It was bedtime.
Oh. Just saw her be a bitch.
Well, Steph, you have to wait till the lessons are
taught
in the movie.
She didn't redeem herself.
No, you can't.
There was no redemption.
Oh.
I know. But it was like 9 o'clock. She had to go to bed. She had school.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You have to let them get to the end of the movie. She still thinks Annie's, you know, in some orphanage somewhere, like some dog with fleas.
She had a book fair at her school. I didn't know about that. Did you?
Oh my!
No, it was on Monday, so we didn't know. She went from Gage's house, so it's not, it was so she.
So of all the books to come home, she comes home with a shark book.
Okay, like a picture book. Like this is what sharks are
with four teeth. It was that little pocket like attached to the book.
A shark. Of course, she loves the predator of the sea. There.
Yeah, I thought that was. I mean,
she has a real maritime thing going on, huh?
Yeah, you're right.
Sharks and yachts. And
she was so excited. She was showing me all the different kinds of sharks and like where the teeth came from and who they came, like what kind of shark they were from. And I was like, what kind of books did your friends buy? I'm just curious. But she loves a shark book.
I did have a shark book when I was little, actually.
And you turned out fine.
I have a podcast, you know.
We do watch a lot of shark documentaries, so I think that probably has something to do with it.
Yeah,
I love shark stuff.
Me
I have
too.
The Shark National Geographic. It was like $40. That's how much they charge for like a shark.
Okay,
books? Shark Week National.
Wow, you guys
Geographic.
Must be doing well. You sold a lot of tickets.
I didn't pay attention.
To the Golden
I just got
crappies.
It thinking it's going to be $5, and then I went to the counter and she was like $40, and I didn't. I felt bad complaining. Like I didn't like. I guess I was like you in
you
the McDonald's.
You want to support journalism?
You know?
I didn't complain. I was going to complain. I thought about complaining.
But that's what I'm saying. I didn't want to complain. I didn't want to feel like that guy. Like $40 for National Geographic. When did this start happening?
Yeah, that would have been.
So
me.
I was like, oh yeah, I'm just totally normal. I'm going to pay it.
Complain about the $40 and I get my Range Rover. You're like, what the fuck?
I know.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
As you know, everybody knows, is that every guest on the show gets paid, gets a paycheck.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot of work for Shane because Shane has to reach out to either the hosts or the business managers or the attorneys or whatever, yeah. And we get ACH info and Zelle info.
The W-9 is the big thing. No one knows how to do that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then Shane, where is that?
Online.
I was the first one I gave you.
Okay, we find it. Just hand it to me, please. So... No, I don't. You just hand me a bunch of shit.
It's like a housewife reunion. Printouts of text going around.
Okay. Now, I am guilty of too much information. I give people too much information. And it's not just like prospective dates or it's just everyone. Yeah. I just offer too much information. However, this guy is way worse than me, right? So you reached out to him and said what?
I said, hey, you're up. Your client is an upcoming guest on our show. Can you please send me a W-9 and ACH info to issue the appearance fee?
Okay, so here's the reply. Hi, I'll be going on a real vacation as of Friday, 2/9, for a week.
Yeah.
First one since pre-pandemic. For a rare change, I'm going to try not to work too much while I'm meant to be relaxing. Please do not expect my normal immediate responses. My staff here will pick up what they need from me accordingly. I appreciate your understanding. Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
Right?
That's a lot. Just write it. I'll be back in the office.
Yeah.
I'm dropping out of the office. I'll be back soon.
Out of the office. I'll be back here.
Yeah.
I think if it was like your friend, maybe you give that. But like if it's just like a professional contact, then it is a bit much.
And also just the general like, how are you doing? Oh my God, I'm working so hard. I do so much. I haven't taken a vacation since the pandemic. Like,
a
I don't
real
care.
Vacation.
Like I literally don't care.
Okay.
That being said, are they making an appearance at the American Airlines Lounge?
Yeah, you better watch out.
You better watch out. It's going to come up to you.
You're going to get some phantom FU flowers in the mail.
So we had another little issue we've been dealing with. So I've been working with this company for years and years and years. I've been very loyal to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The company is called Reliable Rain Gutters. Okay?
Okay.
For a while there, I thought the name worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good branding.
For a while there, I thought the name worked.
Yeah.
Now I think they should change it.
Why?
But...
reliable.
So I received a couple of estimates for the new house, and actually Reliable was the most expensive. And I considered going with another company that was $3,000 cheaper, but I've worked with Reliable before.
Mm-hmm.
I have a nice rapport with them, used to. And I thought, well, I guess I'll spend the extra $3,000 because I know their work and I've worked with them before. So I considered going with the other company, but the other company, there was a longer lead time. They couldn't start as soon.
Okay.
So Reliable told me they could start on Monday. And we have everybody scheduled after them. So the gutters come off, then the painters come in, then the stucco guys come in, and we're paying like weekly for the scaffolding. And it's all this is kind of like a delicate dance here.
Right.
So it was important that they showed up on Monday. Now, they didn't show up on Monday. Reliable was not reliable. They did not show up on Monday, and they didn't call us. No one let us know. So we had to chase them down to find out where they were.
That's bad.
And then why couldn't they show up on Monday?
Another job got pushed, so they just were somewhere else. So that's the first one on. At 5 o'clock, I said it doesn't look like they made it. And they said they got stuck at another project. I'll have them here first thing in the morning.
So, okay. Things happen. I have a business also. I'm in the same line of work. Some things happen and, you know, whatever. We promise you we'll be there first thing in the morning to remove those gutters. Because now we got to move everybody back a day, right? So we got to move the painters, got to move the stucco, got to tell the scaffolding, whatever. So now it's Tuesday morning, and they're going to be there first thing in the morning. And we get there after the after show.
First, I text him at 9:45, I see here, and I said, are they there? And he said, yes, they should be. They'll be there all day. We'll be all cleaned up by the end of the day.
Okay, that was Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So we get there at 11:30. There's nobody there. Nobody.
Whoa.
So now we're on the phone, calling them, trying to find out where they are. Then we get another excuse from Hilda. Was her name?
No, first, Hildy. The owner told me, oh, there has to be an accident. They're half an hour away on text. And I said, Jeff is losing confidence. If they aren't here today, we're going to need to hire someone else.
And by the way, had I known he was going to be late 2 days, I would have gone with the other company that was $3,000 less.
Yeah.
So then what happens?
He said, Shane, I don't like threats. We're doing our best. We don't rush our guys. I have had 2 brain injury accidents. I'm the only seamless quarter around.
That's not true. He's the only seamless gutter person around. No, that's not true.
Let me know if you don't have confidence because I have 50 other jobs to get to.
How are you going to ask me how much confidence I have when you just told me you had brain issues?
Brain injury issues.
He's like, I'm going on a vacation, my first real vacation in a long time.
So then I say, okay, well, I just spoke to Jeff. We're going to go with another company. Please cancel your guys. Thank you. He said, okay, good luck. Then 1 hour goes by.
So he's sitting
fuming.
And fuming.
Yeah.
He's 1 hour after that. He says, I wouldn't argue with Picasso. I am Picasso with 21 designs and 20, I don't know. I don't rush my guys for anyone. Good luck finding Rembrandt.
I happen to really love Rembrandt.
By the way, Rembrandt.
I love Rembrandt.
I mean, it's a great toothpaste.
Why would you say, like, why would you not say Bob Ross or something? Like, why do you, like, why do you just go to someone who's, like, equally iconic?
Also, we'd have to look it up, but, I mean, how late is Picasso, you know? I'll bet he was, I feel like he was on time with
shit. He was a timely artist.
Also, by the way, Rembrandt came a lot before Picasso, so if anything, Rembrandt may have influenced Picasso, let's be honest.
Here's a dude missing his ear. That's you, okay? I told you 5 times.
So then what happened?
So then that evening, we're sitting in the office, and we get an invoice from this company for a $500 cancellation fee.
No.
And so I call him, like, I'm not paying this. I said, how would you like me to send you a bill for what for the mortgage payment, for the property taxes, for the insurance, for the time that you just cost me when you didn't show up when you said you would? And I said, I would have gone with the other company that was $3,000 cheaper.
But I'm seamless, Jeff.
I am the Picasso of rain gutters. Good luck trying to find Rembrandt. That sounds like a really nice alternative.
And also,
the Rembrandt,
like,
of rain gutters.
I know. Do we want a Picasso in our rain gutters? Do we want to be all misshapen and abstract?
Isn't that the Picasso, the painting of the original Home Alone kid?
Is that Vermeer?
So who's the other company we're going to go with now? Just in case,
Gutter Flow is who we're
just in case
with.
Anyone in Los Angeles is looking for a gutter company, I like this other. They're the Rembrandt of gutters. Yeah. So what are they called? And let's
Gutter Flow is who we're
going to
go
with. Gutter Flow.
Gutter
because
Flow.
Reliable to me does not seem reliable.
No.
And they should change their name to Unreliable Rain Gutters.
And then you had this whole conversation with the office, and they said, oh, no, we are owed that, even though we didn't show up for 2 days. And so then you said, oh, well, please talk to the owner because this is unjust.
Yeah, I actually was so nice, calm. Have you ever seen me that calm yesterday?
Never in my life. Mm-mm.
I was so calm and just explaining my side of the story. But also, she was one of those that kept. It was if Pat, imagine Patty Steger was a receptionist.
Oh my God.
She would not let me speak. She would not let me speak.
She's on the phone right now. Just pick it up. She's like, let me tell you.
Imagine if Jill Zare and Patty Steger worked at Reliable Rain Gutters.
Those are the office girls.
You know what? I know that rain
I'm
gutter
sorry.
Guy. I gave him everything.
I'm shocked. I'm hurt.
What an honor to work for the Picasso of rain gutters.
And then he triples down and texts me last night and says, you still owe us the $500.
I have a question, a genuine question I've always been curious about with you, Jeff, which is that, like, you're a famous person. Why do these companies, why do they mess with you? Because all you do, when they mess with you, you put them on blast to everyone. Like, why do they ever think that that's a smart move?
It's so shocking to me because I hope, you know, I probably will have to pay the $500 because I was looking at the terms and conditions that I signed, and I probably will have to pay the $500.
But you have to pay.
But then I'm
going to
do $5 million in bad publicity.
Yeah.
So, okay, hope you're $500. I'm going to be happy to send that check with a little smiley face on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I use Discount Fence, and they're not discount. And also Texas. Texas keeps blowing down the damn fence. They don't do anything about it. I called Discount Blinds. They wanted $10,000 for one room of effing shade.
That's
bro.
Not a discount.
It's not a discount. A bunch of fucking liars while we're
Well, here's the thing. Reliable rain gutters. I thought they were reliable.
They're not reliable. Yeah.
They're not reliable.
They have a real brand issue. Yeah.
He's got 50 other jobs. And by the way, I didn't think it was a big deal. I got 50 other jobs. Well, cool. Go
focus on
your 50 other jobs. Yeah. You don't need my $500.
Yeah. Go do your other jobs. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, but like one of the 50 jobs is you. So you should be showing up when you say you're going to show up. It's in the name, reliable.
And it was 2 days in a row. And like, you know what? It's not like we fired them.
Shit happens, right? Call me and let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst thing in the world is when you show up at the job site and there's no one there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the stucco guy and the painters and everybody's waiting for this guy to remove the gutters.
It's like when you ask people to go out and they're like, you know what? Let's talk again on Tuesday. Just tell me no. You know what I mean? Like, you're mediocre at best.
I think you're second string.
Yeah. Why would you make me wait for you, you know?
When you guys do your podcast, you don't really have guests, do you?
Not that often. Every once in a while we do. But the thing is, we yammer so much. When we do our recapping, we really get into this thing. And when we've had guests on, we're like, yeah, recap a show with us. They often are like, huh? You know, sometimes it's like a lot.
Sometimes we feel like it's torture for them. You know, we're like, do your impersonation of Sheena.
But you guys have a lot of content because you've got all this programming to recap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for us, we have nothing. So we have to go out and do things, which I'm actually glad about because I don't think I ever would have gone to speed dating if I was like, oh, this sounds like fun and we're going to be content for radio, whatever. I had the best time.
I had so much fun. What was it like?
It actually, I mean, there was a lot of eligible men there, believe it or not. Like, you would think it was like losers or, you know, like trolls or, you know what I mean? But no, it wasn't at all.
Yeah, losers, I think, stayed on.
It wasn't, but it wasn't. Did you think, Oscar? There were some handsome, smart, successful men there.
There were some handsome guys there, yeah.
How does one find, like, I feel like I always see speed dating on TV, but how does one just, like, go speed dating? Like, how do you find out about it? I just googled it. Oscar found out about it.
Yeah, I found out about it through someone else that works here, and I mentioned it to Jeff.
Who was that? Why didn't you just give us the name?
Sam.
Oh, because that's
straight
what,
Sam.
Yeah, I fucked that up. I was like, "Hey, did you meet any guys?" He goes, "Girls."
Oh,
yeah, I didn't know. If you see his hair, you would honestly
think it's not
an
insult to assume someone's gay. Yes. That implies that being gay is bad, so it's
Thank
not
you.
An insult.
Actually,
Thank
if
you.
Oh, I thought I insulted him.
No,
I think
it's not
oh,
an
okay.
insult.
I think it's a
compliment now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought it was an insult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
You're
okay.
Supposed
Thank
to
you.
Say, "Did you find someone?"
That's what I should have said.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what an insult is. An insult is saying you're the Picasso of something.
I mean, I just speed date normally. I ask you 2 questions and I move the fuck on. Like, is there any other way to do it?
Now, so Oscar, you found out from Sam. You're the one that reached out and got all the information.
Yeah, so, well, he had gone on a couple and I said, you know what? I want to try something new because I'm not on the apps and I like meeting people face to face. So I just mentioned it to Jeff and then we went and we had a blast.
Did anyone get back to you yet? I think there's a problem with the system.
Same here, because that Google sheet that they made you sign,
I should have had 20
reliable.
Numbers. I should have had 20 numbers.
You didn't? What happened?
Well, I just focused on the 2 people that I would have gone out with, and I just asked for their numbers. Because I knew it was going to take too long.
The sheet. What happened is he didn't submit the sheet.
I thought you were doing that.
You were doing it on your phone.
What are you saying it's going to take too long? It's speed dating.
No, speed dating what happens is you do the speed dating, and then you fill out this form. It's like, I liked him. Don't like him, whatever. Then they figure out who likes who, and then they exchange numbers.
But you have to hit submit
but
this, on
but
the
it's
form.
Slow. But it's slow. Well, Oscar did submit. He didn't get anything back.
You didn't get?
No, I haven't gotten anything back yet.
But will they let you know even if you don't have any matches?
I have no idea. That's a shitty text.
Ask the girl.
That's not a fun
word. She has my number. I don't have her number.
Sorry. Thank you for participating, but sorry you didn't have any matches.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, you're right.
Why would you set yourself up for that kind of rejection?
That's why I took numbers when I was there. So I didn't give a fuck. I don't care.
Did anyone recognize you?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Obviously.
But I mean, also, hello. I don't want to go out with someone who doesn't know who I am.
Or recognize the Rembrandt of radio.
Yeah, that's not really good.
See, you should have just got your numbers yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I should have gotten both the guy and the girl's number.
Maybe the love of your life is just impatient. They don't want to sit through that whole long thing. Like, I can't rate Instagram shoppers because it takes too long. They say, like, what did you think? And I say 4 stars. And then they're like, well, what was good about it? Oh, did you like their choices?
That's
did
what the
you
Uber
like
does.
Their replacements? Did you like
so
their this?
Many.
I'm not dating the fucking person. It was 4 stars. I gave him $20. Like, what more do you want from me? You know? And so I never finished the thing.
Uber always does that.
Mm-hmm. Uber does that, yeah.
I like, you know, I give them the tip, and then I do like to give them stars. Usually it's always 5. I'm like, unless I'm a real...
give them the highest star, whatever that is.
Unless they're a really terrible driver. Like, we've had some really bad drivers.
We've had some bad drivers.
I hope we don't get that same driver in Dallas, because I was ready to walk.
God,
I was
horrible.
Ready to walk.
What happened?
It was honestly the slowest driver. I could have taken Monroe's bicycle, and I would have beat him. It was the slowest driver I've... Am I exaggerating?
I forgot about him. No, it was like literally the worst experience I've ever had in a car.
And I probably still gave him 4 stars because I felt bad.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. If someone's like perfectly fine and great, you give them 5 stars. If someone is like, you just barely escaped alive, you're like, 4 stars.
I still give five because I'm bad in service. I was in service for years and years and I was terrible and people still tipped me. So I feel like it's karma.
I used to drive Uber and I was like very, very obsessed with getting 5-star ratings for every ride. Like I'd want to be like the best ever.
How long did you drive Uber?
I drove it for about 9 months.
Honestly, the most interesting people are Uber drivers because they're all doing something else. Yeah. And I always ask them, like, what do you do? What are you doing? And they always have like businesses or they retired from this or it's crazy.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
I loved it. There were so many interesting people. You know, you'd have random people. Like I had like an NFL star once. And then you have like just random people who are just going to work. And you have a lot of people working in different parts of the entertainment industry, going to all these different areas. I loved it.
I have to say that's one of your most joyful periods.
Think about it.
Right after the crappy awards.
Yeah. Drive your cell phone.
Anyone need an Uber? It's me. No, I did not like to Uber at night because I didn't want to deal with drunk people. Although you still would get a lot of drunk people midday, which is kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. Chumps.
Shout out, girls.
This is coming from here.
Were you an Uber Black or just an Uber?
Listen, I just
What
had
kind of car was it?
That was before my fancy Kia. I had a humble Toyota Camry, so I was definitely just Uber X.
Uber X.
But true story, I once picked up the founder of Uber in my Uber X, Travis Kalanick. I once picked him up and he brought a dog in my car. And I was so mad because I was like, you're not supposed to do that in Uber.
Can't expect much from a person named Kalanick. I mean, they're going to show up shit.
Yeah, exactly. But it was great. I loved it.
Look at how
he's lighting up. Honestly, we talked about Watch What Crappens and the Crappy Awards for the first 20 minutes.
I don't care.
He didn't even, like, I couldn't even see his teeth. He didn't even crack a smile. But when he talks about Uber, look at how he lights up.
It was a joyful time. It was a very exciting,
And then it went all downhill from there.
All downhill. But you know what, though? I think I still would do it, but I like my car, and I feel like at a certain point, you're like, I don't know if I want to have strangers in my car anymore.
Range Rover, by the way, the Kia, when he's like the fancy Kia. I used to be in a humble Camry. Now he's like, I'm in a Kia now, so I don't know if I'd do it.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.